I'm Warren Lundy, an audit manager in Oklahoma City, speaking with Michael Darcy, a senior auditor in our Oklahoma City office. Michael, your audit team conducted a review of Maryland's federal Medicaid withdrawals. Tell us about your review.
Sure. First, I'd like to provide a little background on the Medicaid funding process. Federal and state governments jointly fund the Medicaid program. Each quarter, the states estimate the amount of money they need from the federal government. After estimates are approved by the federal government, the money is made available to the states in accounts similar to bank accounts. Throughout the quarter, the states withdraw federal funds from the accounts to pay the federal portion of the Medicaid expenses.
Explain how federal and state governments account for the money spent on Medicaid programs and services.
Well, after the end of each quarter, a state reports its actual Medicaid expenditures. The federal government either decreases or increases the money in the state's accounts to compensate for the state's actual costs.
Good background information. Now, what led to this review of Maryland's federal Medicaid withdrawals?
We reviewed Maryland because, according to a 2011 audit, state Medicaid programs owed $1.3 billion to the federal government, and Maryland owed more money than most states. Our review was designed to see if Maryland truly owed the federal government money.
Tell us about what your Maryland audit found.
Maryland had its own quarterly reconciliation process where it compared its Medicaid expenses to the money it withdrew each quarter. We created our own comparison of the amount of money that Maryland withdrew compared to its Medicaid expenditures each quarter from 2009 through 2011. We also reviewed the reconciliation that Maryland prepared each quarter.
What did you find over that three-year period?
Maryland withdrew nearly $13 billion, but $115 million of the withdrawals were not supported by Medicaid expenses. That means the state withdrew more federal money than it was entitled to. Maryland made errors during its quarterly reconciliations, which resulted in most of the unsupported withdrawals.
What types of reconciliation errors did Maryland make?
The most consistent type of error was not accurately paying back or obtaining additional federal money based on its own reconciliations. And Maryland obtained about $73 million more than it needed to cover its Medicaid expenses.
What other types of errors did Maryland make?
They made various errors that accounted for the rest of the $115 million. For example, in one quarterly reconciliation, Maryland incorrectly included $36 million in Medicaid expenses that it shouldn't have. They actually spent that money for a non-Medicaid program, so the reconciliation was incorrect, and Maryland did not return enough money to the federal government for that quarter.
So was Maryland's only mistake taking more money from the federal account than it needed?
No. Maryland made several errors resulting in the state not getting enough federal money. The $115 million is the net total of extra federal dollars that Maryland drew down without support.
What actions should Maryland take to address the results of this review?
We recommended that Maryland refund the $115 million to the federal government. We also made several recommendations to improve Maryland's reconciliation process.
And how did Maryland respond to those recommendations?
Maryland agreed with our recommendations and stated that it had already refunded most of the $115 million and has taken steps to improve its reconciliation procedures.
Does OIG think other states could be getting more federal funding than they need for Medicaid expenses?
That's possible. Our review of Maryland's federal withdrawals was just the first in a series of such reviews. We're currently doing similar reviews in several other states. We should be issuing those reports in 2014.
Thanks, Michael, for sharing this audit work with us today.